Just want to share with you just some closing comments. You're all right, you're not in for a long sermon or anything like that. I think the kids have certainly already given us a great message this morning. You know, the Christmas holidays are a time for getting together with all kinds of people. And we plan dinners, events, you know, with people at work. We take a little more time talking with people around, you know, people around us, talking about the season. I wonder how many people you've asked already, what you're doing for Christmas. It just seems to be an opening line for so many people at this time of year. We find time to have friends come along to our homes, or we go to them, you know, to meet others. We make time to gather with family members, perhaps ones that you don't see very often, and you take that time to meet together. You know, when Jesus came to earth, when he was born in that manger, God could have sent Jesus as an adult. He didn't need to send him as a child. It could have been like one of those spaghetti westerns where this stranger just turns up from nowhere. Nobody knows his name, but still, he comes there. And he dispenses justice. He just rides into town, takes care of everything, and then rides off into the sunset. You know, God had the power to do that. But he doesn't need anyone to do that. He's God. He can do whatever he chooses. So what was his perfect plan? It was to come as a member of a family. Jesus had a mum, a stepdad, brothers, sisters, aunties, cousins. He had a family just as we have. That in itself was not an accident. And then to everyone in the world, he not only offered salvation through his death on the cross for all who believed, but also offered them the opportunity to be part of his family. Not in a human family, but that eternal family. I wonder, could God's view of families be why he repeatedly tells his people that the way we love God best is to show our love for widows and orphans and for those in need? To try and be a family to those who have none. So the message is simple. Remember to appreciate your family. For all the drama that you have, the excitement, the struggles of being part of one, it's not always easy, but still, they are our family. A family is one of God's greatest gifts, and I want to encourage you to remember that the best part of Christmas isn't the food, isn't the presents or the gifts that you receive, it's your family. They are the things that you're going to remember. They are the things that your kids will remember as they grow up, and hopefully that they'll want to do the same thing and enjoy time together with their family. And of course, if you're a Christian and you're part of a bigger family too, God doesn't just make himself our father, but also wants to give us a family of brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters that you're going to be with forever. Should I hold up a boo? There's a challenge there, isn't there? Might sound a bit scary. Yes, this is your family. You're going to spend eternity with a lot of these people. I'm glad there's one happy. Family's important. Don't lose sense of that this Christmas. In the same way that God sent his son to be part of a family, he wants you to be part of one as well. Now just in closing, I thought it'd be ideal to the kids to come back up and we'll sing Come and Join the Celebration again. Okay, kids, want to all come back up on the stage? Yeah? And by the way, I'm looking for audience participation. Okay? Right, kids, one up. Right, up you go. Okay, he's all ready to join in. Let's stand. I'm going to put the words up again, please. Thank you. We don't want the children distracted, but there's chocolate over here for you.